A warm welcome to you today as we come once more to worship God. For some of us, this is an individual experience. For others, we are part of the Mills Hill Church family. And we come together with people who we know and care about and even love. Some of us come in grief, some of us come in joy, but we come to share together. We're going to start off by using the words of Psalm 23, which will be familiar to some of us, but I'm going to put these words up on the screen and invite you to say them along with me today. Whatever faith you have in God today, let's use it and let's speak these words out. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now a song reminding us that God is here as we worship together.
Thank you.
few notices this morning. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone in our church family who is staying in touch with people, whether you're writing letters or you're making phone calls or video calls, sending cards, whatever it is, thank you for doing that. Please do keep it going. And if you haven't done anything like that yet, see if you can do maybe something this week. We are family. We can't meet together physically, but anything that we can do that acts as family is really important just now. I usually say something about finances at this point. Today, I want to say something about gift aid. If you are giving to the church and you are a taxpayer, that's income tax or capital gains tax, you can give under gift aid. It helps us enormously. So if that's you, can I invite you please to contact us and let us know if you haven't done so already. But also, equally importantly, if you are no longer paying tax and you've been giving under gift aid, please, it's very important that you let us know about that. We do not want to claim monies that we are not entitled to. Now, after the service today, if you are watching at our normal service time, we have our virtual coffee and chat at 11:30. It's been great to get together at this time with quite a few folks from my church family. We'd love to have more. Your presence is important. So I invite you, send us a message now, and we will send you an invitation that you can join in with us today. And you'll be able to see people from the church family. You'll be able to chat with them. I believe it will encourage you. So please take this, if you're watching on Sunday morning, as a personal invitation. Send us that message now and we'll get an invitation to you. We are part of the Northwest Baptist Association, and I would invite you, if you've got the time, to have a look at their website. There's some really useful things on there that they are posting just now, including, for those of you who'd like a second service, a worship service that they post every Sunday. And a request to everybody, please can I urge you to keep going with the restrictions that are on us just now. I know it's difficult, it's hard, but we need to stick to them until such times as we're told not to. This is a crucial time at the moment in terms of keeping the infection rate down. So to those of you who are being patient, well done. You know, lots of people at the moment are being clapped and applauded for what they do. But I would like today to give my virtual round of applause to everybody who is staying in, because you're not just perhaps saving your own life, you may be saving the lives of a lot of other people as well. So thank you for what you are doing. And of course, thank you to those who have to go out and do important work. What you do is equally valuable. Do stay as safe as you can. Okay, now it's time for something a little bit different.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey, who?
My keys are working. Can you please let me in?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked.
Oh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
iNeedle.
iNeedle who?
I need a little help opening the door, please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eggbutt.
Eggbutt who?
Eggbutt, no bacon.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Don't cry, it's not that bad.
And now it's time for us to sing again. This is a medley of a couple of children's songs. Never knock the children's songs, because the words of children's songs are usually deep.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Get under it, so Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all.
Last week, we heard that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he had to say. And in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus goes on immediately to talk about prayer. So let's sit at his feet as he teaches us.
Right, today's reading is Luke 11, 5 to 13. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to his friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before them? And he will answer from within, do not bother me, the door is shut, well, is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his sons ask for a fish, will instead of a fish give him serpent? If he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, you who are evil, know now to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
When my children were young, they had an amazing talent. They were excellent at asking me for things. They didn't learn this at playgroup or school or even on the internet, but they would have got the top grade for it. Sometimes they got what they wanted quickly. Sometimes they nagged me into it. I guess every parent knows how that feels. Sometimes they didn't get what they wanted, but it never put them off. They asked and they asked. That's what children do. You see, I love them. And that gave them an advantage in any negotiation. Whatever they asked for, there was something in me that wanted to say yes, even when my head was saying no. Now, prayer is a bit like a child trying to get something out of their parents. We have the same natural skill and advantage in prayer that my children had with me. The problem is that we sometimes forget to use it. To pray well, we are to become like children again. God is our Father, and He loves to give us good things. If we know that, we will pray. We won't always get what we want, but that will never put us off because we understand His heart. He loves us so we can pray. He forgives us so we can pray. We are His precious children, so we can pray. If we believe in the God that Jesus believed in, we can pray. Now, there are lots of books that have been written about prayer. Some of them are very good. But my children didn't need a book to tell them how to ask me for things. They just needed to know that I loved them, and then they got on with it. Children are shameless. They ask for what they want. And Jesus tells us a story about a man who wakes up his neighbor in the night because he wants to give something to his friend. He doesn't care that it is the wrong time or that his neighbor might be inconvenienced. He doesn't waste time wondering whether he's good enough or whether his neighbor will be upset. He knocks on that door and he asks for what he needs. Just like a child, he gets what he wants. Jesus says, because he is shameless. And children keep on asking. When my children wanted something, their persistence drove me crazy. They thought that if I said no, I meant that they should try again. Well, Jesus tells us, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. You will receive, you will find, the door will be opened. Jesus tells us to be like children who don't know when to stop. Knock, knock. Who's there? God, it's your children. And they've got something to say. And we believe that you want to hear us. Now, maybe you're thinking that despite that, you want to grow up and pray a bit better. Okay. Luke tells us that one day Jesus' disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." So Jesus gave them a short prayer and he told them to use it. We call it the Lord's Prayer, and I suggest that you memorize it. The key request in this prayer is to God, "Your kingdom come." So today, can you see anything that seems to be out of line with God's will? Pray for it to change. Stand on God's side. Don't worry about getting the prayer right. Don't worry about finding the right words. That doesn't matter. Just ask. As if you were a child before a parent that you trusted. Ask shamelessly. Ask persistently. And pray for our daily bread, that people's needs will be met. Not just your own needs. Good parents like it when their children aren't selfish. Ask God to forgive us. Again, not just yourself. Focusing on your own sin may not teach you to pray well. Asking God to forgive our sin, everybody's sin, will. And pray we will be spared the time of hard testing. Again, you will pray well if you don't just pray that for yourself. My children had an amazing talent. So do we. It's there within us, naturally. If we grasp the love of God, we can pray. pray. So let's do it. And now, let's sing. And now we're going to pray together. We're going to use the line from the song and from the Lord's Prayer, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done." And we're going to use some prayer suggestions that are from the Joint Public Issues team. They have a fantastic Facebook page, which really helps us to pray and to think about things that we might not otherwise pray for. So we come as children. We see things in the world that are not as God wants them to be. And we come to our Father in heaven and we believe that he's listening to us. So let's pray. We pray for those for whom self-isolation puts them at greater risk of harm, especially those who experience domestic abuse. Father, may they receive the help that they need and the support and care they need to find somewhere safe. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We pray for those who are in prison today, prisons worldwide that are often underfunded and overcrowded and therefore at great risk of the virus. We pray that conditions will be improved and that you will halt the spread of this disease. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We pray for those who live in accommodation that lacks clean water and other basic things for safety, putting them at great risk at this time. We ask for your protection and for practical help to be given. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And we pray for those who are on the end of helplines, that they will give good practical support, that you'd enable them to stay focused and engaged and give them more wisdom than they've ever had before. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We pray for those who are in care homes. It's estimated that in Europe, half of COVID-19 deaths are in care homes. This is an unimaginable human tragedy. We pray for safety for carers and residents and for the right measures to protect them. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We pray for those who are factory workers. We hear that those who produce rubber gloves are being pushed more than ever and are more vulnerable than ever. So we pray for their safety and an end to exploitation. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We pray for countries that have experienced war and civil war, which has devastated their health care. We pray that the virus doesn't spread there and for a worldwide effort to supply the necessary medical equipment. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And we pray for those who cannot access adequate and affordable healthcare, for those who live in places where they have lost or never had health insurance. Keep them healthy and give their governments wisdom. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And I'm sure you've got your own things that you want to add to that list, things that are personal, issues that you care about. So in a moment's silence, please offer them to the Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being part of our service today. May the Lord bless you throughout this day and in the coming week.